three, four. C scale. Right. Now you got the key now.
Yeah.
All right. What's the first note you start on?
D minor.
Okay. 2, 3, 4. No. That's not what we play.
Mm-hmm.
You see what you're doing is moving the bass part. So now when I say another key, all you need is a starting note and then play the same line that you played.
Yeah. Just need to think about the first note.
Yeah, just get the first note.
Yeah.
So in D flat, the first note is E flat. It's one tone up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I don't care what key we take. Take G. Play a G scale. Yeah. Think of the bass part. F sharp. B. E. A. What do you think of the system?
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yeah,
to
it makes
you?
Sense.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what kind of practice you do,
mm-hmm.
but you need to include this into your practice.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
maybe a couple hours a day of doing this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And just take a song
mm-hmm.
that you know,
mm-hmm.
and then just pick a key.
Yeah.
You know, and play the scale. Just make sure you got. The center, because sometimes you lose the melody, you know.
Yeah.
Like on softly, you were singing, playing bass part in one key, but you're singing a fourth off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean, what about like practicing? And you, I mean, like when you were playing with Oscar Peterson in the 50s, I mean, you got it together. I mean.
No, I didn't have this system then. You know?
I mean, you added a lot of. I have a video at home with you with. Ed Thigpen playing in London, I think. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yeah.
You're playing a Cubano chant for Ray Barton. That's not me, right?
Oh.
I mean, what was your initial sort of practice routine? I mean, the scales and what about...
Oh, yeah, just, you know, the first, in order to do what we're talking about, you have to know the bass,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
So you're studying the bass, you're doing fine, you know the scales, you know the fingerings,
mm-hmm.
okay? And once you learn the bass, okay, learn
mm-hmm.
your scales
mm-hmm.
this way and this way,
mm-hmm.
okay? So that it's automatic.
Yeah.
You don't think about it, you know? You should be able to pick up your bass and play the scales 3 octaves from E,
mm-hmm.
okay, to G, and then A flat, 2 octaves.
Mm-hmm.
But they should go. F sharp. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Until it's automatic.
Now you've eliminated this because they know what to do now. They know where all the notes are.
Yeah.
They're not looking for any notes. Now the ears take over and say, okay, this is the bass note we want.
Mm-hmm.
And the hands say, okay, whatever you want, mm-hmm. we'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you don't know where the note is, then I don't care what the ear tells you.
Yeah.
You got to search for it.
Yeah.
Okay? So you got two things you got to do. You got to know the bass, and then you got to know the tune.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know it in one key.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Then don't transpose chords. You only, when I transpose chords, it's sometimes, even on this gig, if you watch, sometimes the piano player, we're playing something with the singer especially,
mm-hmm.
and the piano player didn't know the tune, but we showed it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looks at me and says, oh, what is it? And mm-hmm. I call him to him, yeah. You know. But you got to be comfortable to be able to call it to the next guy.
Hello? Hey!
Do you understand now this the system?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what questions you want to ask me?
Bass lines, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear what my bass lines are like. I mean, sort of basically following the chords. But there are some notes which is kind of not always...
Yeah, but that's because I think the problem I see is that you don't always play the right bass notes.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, when you go to walk, your walking is built on the bass notes that you know of the tune.
Yeah.
So if you play bad notes when you play the tune in 2-4, it's just going to get worse when you go to 4-4.
Yeah.
Because you don't have anything to figure out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
In other words, play... Let's go back to Stella
mm-hmm.
in B flat, okay?
Right.
Play the bass part in 2.
Mm-hmm.
Play a B flat scale. Play a B flat scale. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Da da. Move that right hand down there. Alright, now listen. You're playing just behind the beat. I say 1, 2, 3, 4, you say dum, dum, dum.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the other side of the beat. Look, here's the beat,
mm-hmm.
okay? You're playing here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you play here, but mm-hmm. you never play here.
Right.
For jazz playing, you should try to play here, to put the feel to it,
right.
You know? Now listen to me. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Da 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 da. What do you hear?
You're behind.
Yeah.
You're looking
back. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? You heard it. Okay. Exactly what I'm saying. That's what. Okay. I'm saying. I'm talking about. Da da. Da da da. Da, da. Put that beat on. Play in front.
Right.
Here's the beat. Here, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here, great. Here, mm-hmm. no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Did you practice with metronome? Not really for tempo, no.
Metronome is here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you're playing here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm trying to get you over here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, if it's a question, ask me another, because this is the only chance we got.
Yeah. Right.
You know. In other words,
yeah.
That's the only thing that separates jazz from any other music.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fucking feel,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Where you put the beat.
Mm-hmm.
Classical guys play right on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when a classical orchestra starts, I used to get fucked up in the studios because the conductor would go, boom, and I would go, boom, right here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the string players go like this.
Mm-hmm.
So they play behind the fucking beat.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, and I'm saying 1, 2. I'm used to Oscar Peterson. Boom! You know, and then the whole orchestra looked around and said, who the fuck is that guy back there, you know? But that's the kind of time you have to play. And then drummers will follow you.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta play that kind of time by yourself.
Yeah.
Nobody around. Play that. When, every time you play this motherfucker, play it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, dang, dang. Get stomp
mm-hmm.
the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about loud.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I have trouble getting it. Like, people hear like the sound isn't always. You have a real. Kind of equal sound all over the bass.
Okay, but you'll get that. But
yeah,
first, I got to get you thinking about this.
Right.
I got to change your mind. You're over here.
Yeah.
I got to move you. It's hard to do in one day.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing it to your attention, and that's why I told you to use that, because you're going to play this son of a bitch 6 months from now and say, let me see if I'm over here or am I back here still.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole fucking ball game, you know. I don't mean the whole ball game, but why you ask me for a lesson?
Because I love you playing and I want to improve.
but I'm saying, it ain't because you like the way I finger the bass, you know.
Yes, yes.
This is what you hear. You say,
but
what is this guy doing?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, if I played over here, you wouldn't ask me for a fucking lesson.
Yeah.
I don't care how well I manipulated the bass.
Yeah.
If it didn't feel right,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get that by yourself. Before
mm-hmm.
you ever play with a piano player, guitar player, drummer, anybody else,
mm-hmm.
you got that. It's got to be in
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
You get that first, and then you go any fucking place in the world play. You pick up the bass, like, dang, dang. I said, oh shit, the drummer. All you gotta do is just watch you say, oh, no problem, you know? But when you're going here, the drummer said, oh, shit, come on, man. You know, he gotta yank your ass, he gotta play and pull you along at the same time.
And I guess, like, for soloing, it's the same shit.
I don't think you have a problem with solos, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen, I was listening to you
mm-hmm.
play a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the problem with many young bass players for me.
Mm-hmm.
They come to see me, and I say, play a solo, and they say, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then I say, play some time, play still, and they fuck it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy ain't gonna hire you because you played solos all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He wants somebody to nail that fucking time back
mm-hmm.
there and know the tune and be able to play in any key.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bass player, not
yeah.
this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's okay if you got the other thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you don't have the other thing, fuck the souls. They don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So somebody comes in to hear you play, and they say, well, he don't play so hot. His time ain't so good, and his notes are bad, but he plays great solos.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to sit there while he plays bad time and bad notes to wait for him to play a solo.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the time, you could go to the toilet,
mm-hmm.
because this is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And what you want to do is go to the other side. The time and the notes are a bitch. And everybody's just like, listen to that bass player. You don't have to solo. Listen to him. Man, it's a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just wait over here. I used to go in here, guys, and got ding, bang, bang. And I said, oh, shit. You know? It didn't need a solo.
Mm-hmm.
You could just listen to him play time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And the right notes. And I'm saying your lines are built off of play the tune in 2-4.
Mm-hmm.
Get the right bass notes. Get some records and listen to a guy playing in 2-4. Get the right bass notes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build your line off of those, the 2-4.
Mm-hmm.
You make the 2 first, then put the 4, and use those doom, doom, dong, dong, boom, boom, boom. Now, doom, 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 ding, dong, doom, doom, doom. Boom, gong, gong, gong. You can still use all those notes, but finally you'll find yourself making your lines weave, and you include those notes as you weave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it all comes together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't sit here and show you bass lines all day. We'd have to.
Yeah.
I would have a gray beard, and you would too by the time we finished.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things have to be built off a concept. Everything I'm telling you
mm-hmm.
is built off of a concept. And there's something you need to get here, and when you get that, you move it over here and add something to it, and it all works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What else you want to ask?
It was mainly for the bass lines, really. Maybe, could I play something else?
Just, whatever you want to try it now, and
yeah.
I'll comment on it,
right.
You know?
Okay. Well, I'll play that blues and C.
Okay.
Okay. Cheryl.
You take the whole foot up like this here, and I'm just to do the heel.
You mean on the one and the three?
Wherever it feels comfortable.
Right.
Four. Now try it on 2-4. That's what the drummer's doing with the hi-hat. See sitting here. You play bop, and it's smooth, man. You don't scuffle. Now you start playing time, you go. Now here all the shit sets in. The lip, the mouth gets tight, the feet go fucked up. When you're playing the other thing, it's okay. I'm saying back off of this and put some time in on this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta fix the time.
Yeah.
You play that line, great. It's smooth as fucking butter. You don't put a lot of time in on that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you play the, now when you sit down and play the time, it ain't nowhere near as clean as the other thing.
Mm.
You know? And you got a flip flop there.
Is it the notes or is it the
No, but you just haven't
Well, both.
You haven't seen the importance of being able to play time and notes as opposed to the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, a guy is going to be discussing you somewhere, and the guy said, what about so-and-so? He said, well, he sold us his ass off, but man, fucking time, it's terrible. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I've realized that because the guys I like listening to, like, you know, Percy Heath and Paul Chambers, yourself, they're doing a lot of time, so
yeah.
That's what I'm into, but maybe I, you know, I haven't worked that.
No,
something.
But I'm saying, when a guy does something well, and then he does something else, and it's not in the same class, you got to look at that.
Yeah.
Okay? And you say to yourself, he must be putting too much time in on this and not enough time on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to tell you, you know,
yeah.
that you got to put more time in. Because a guy walks in while you're solo, and he's going to say, shit, listen to this guy. And then you finish solo, and then you know, you start playing time. And I'm like, what? Don't sound like the same guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I had a video camera, you would see. No scuffle. Now, okay, I'm thinking, what? Then the jaws get tight.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to scuffle to try to do what I ask you to do.
Yeah.
And you're pressing. It's not relaxed at all.
Yeah.
Because you're not doing it like you did this.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So you got to, I want you to play time and be as relaxed as you are when you're playing in line.
Yeah.
Okay?
Let me just try and relax.
Somebody's got to bring this to your attention.
Yeah.
God said, this is the tempo to do. A one, two, a one, two, three, four. At schools and colleges and stuff, and it's, people say, how do I learn how to play time? I said, can you play a scale? He said, yeah. I said, how'd you learn how to play a scale? He said, I practice. I said, why don't you practice some fucking time? Okay. No, that's supposed to happen by itself. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that, you know? How about just practicing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes just like everything else. Practice it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll get better if you practice it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now listen, I've given you plenty to do.
Yeah.
You got a lot to work on, you know? You got to sit down and think about this 1 minute after.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down and say, okay, I gotta change my shit around. I gotta change my thinking. You gotta find out what comes first in playing this thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for myself that if I were just a great soloist at my age, I'm 67 years old,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be around playing now,
mm-hmm.
you know? 'Cause they wouldn't have me just to come here and play solo. I mean, I don't have to play a song. I just play some time. And I said, shit, yeah. You know, you look at the audience, like, that's what people want to hear, you know? And if you can play solos, then it's just extra.
Yeah.
It's like putting whipped cream on top of the ice cream, you know? And you got records, right?
Yeah.
Right? The guys that you like, or the people that play good time and good notes, listen to them, copy them, play the same goddamn thing till you find out what they're doing. Because if you do it enough, you'll start to discover how they arrange to make those lines sound interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've done a few transcriptions and stuff, bass lines. And
yes.
A few solos and things.
And you analyze that.
Yeah. I think it's just from a really, like, I start doing something, you know, but maybe I don't take it as far as I should, you know. Like, I mean, I've got a book full of things here, you know, with some of your lines and other lines and stuff. And then I get them down, write them down, and play them a few times. But it doesn't seem to really come in to my playing, you know, as such. So I probably better take in one thing and really working on that, you know.
And get it so you can play it by memory.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So that if you go on to a gig, you use this line, and then you play some of your lines, and say, is my line as good as that line? Okay. If not, I need to fix my line. But by not only analyzing and writing it down, but by memorizing it and playing it, then you can compare it to what you want to do, you see? And you can see where it goes and what it's doing. If you find some lines that you like, you know, then you say, let me play those lines, let me play that, just like that. And you say, how come that line sounds so good and mine don't sound that good? And you say, now if you know it, if you don't have to read it, if you can just play it, he goes, ding, 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 I can see how he weaves. And if you want to really analyze the line, take the line you've written down and put the chords under it, okay? And see where he's putting the notes in relation to the chord, you know? I mean, that's really analyzing it.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm just, my biggest concern for you right now is your concept of time. This bothered me more than anything you did today.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I would count off, and within four bars, I would count off. You'd start with me, then as soon as I turn you loose, you'd slip over here. And I want you to slip over here.
Yeah. Always be on top of it. That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not let it.
Not let it die. Because I guarantee you, let's say a guy says, hey, you're rushing the beat a little bit, you know? You say, okay. And you say, you back off a little bit. And then you say to yourself, okay, am I rushing the beat or is he behind the beat? You see? But when you get your time to a place where every time the tempo starts, you say, dang, 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 you'll find everybody will follow you. They'll follow you.
Yeah. I was gonna ask about playing sort of up-tempo stuff. I mean, I suppose it's just playing, isn't it, really?
You have to do it on the job. I mean, you know, I don't...
You didn't really practice that?
No, I had to practice. See, when I started playing the bass, you got to remember, the bass was played like this. Okay? And when I first went to New York, I saw guys playing. For a half hour. That's the way they play. Then it changed to where you're going to...
hard our everything is, you know. So I started practicing. Time I'll play my style, which is no, but when I get tired, so I ping pong back and forth,
yeah,
yeah, so I can rest this one, and then I do, you know,
yeah.
But we never played like this here, you know,
yeah.
So I had to practice slow skits. Until finally,
yeah.
Then you can take it to work and do it on the job, you know, because it starts to get automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying anything that you practice, after a while you're going to see that it gets better.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes you practice something at home and then you try it at work and it don't work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you just keep doing it and keep doing it. After a while, one night you just try and say, oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
It'll start creeping into,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's a lot easier to do it in the, at home than it is on the gig.
Yeah. The practice has to be continuous, so that's the thing.
Yeah, how much practicing do you do?
Well, I mean, I started doing classical thing,
yeah,
you know, so I spend quite a bit of time on that.
Well, that's alright, but that's practice,
yeah.
You know.
And, you know, some transcribing.
How often do you play the bass a day?
Well,
in terms of hours?
If, you know, on a good day, 4 hours or something.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, you know,
what else do you do the rest of the day?
Well, I teach a bit of English,
mm-hmm.
and you know, rehearsals and things.
Yeah.
And,
okay. Well.
But that's all I'm doing, you know. I'm just doing music, really.
Well.
So.
My thing is that you try when you have the time doubling that, make it 8 hours.
Yeah.
And portion it out so that you do all of the things that you want to accomplish, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And make sure you give a time slot to play in time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but you know, you just take it for granted, you know.
So, yeah, it's, okay, I never really organize the time. I mean,
I don't mean that you have to, but
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
saying, sit down and think about all this after.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, the next day, sit down and think about all this stuff you're talking about.
Yeah.
Say, now I gotta fix this, I gotta fix this, I gotta fix this. Well, I can do this pretty good, but it could get better.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, now you start organizing it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you got a routine when you get up. I wanna do this here, I wanna do that, I wanna do that. So you give each, if
mm-hmm.
I got 3 hours today, all right, each category gets 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, today I got an hour. Maybe I'll have to leave something out. I'll give each one 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got 5 hours, now I can give each category an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I got 8 hours and give each category an hour and a half, you know.
Yeah.
And just make some percentages and then start nailing this shit to the wall.
Yeah.
You know? You're gonna go after it every day. If it's for 10 minutes or an hour and a half, get some of that every day.
Yeah.
Don't give it a chance to slip. Don't give it yourself a chance to slip back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get old, you're going to feel like practice.
Yeah. What do you practice now?
I have to practice to play what I used to play.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. I practice now, I guess, just to stay, try to keep myself fluid, you know, limber, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come up with any new exciting shit at my age. It's a little late now, you know. I mean, whatever I was going to do, I've done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think, you know.
Yeah. That sounds great. Yeah. I really enjoyed it with Gene Harris at New Morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's my band. I mean, that's a rehearsed band. You know, any trio that I have is gonna be organized.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't like to get out and jam.
Yeah.
Take a lot of. I mean, we have a lot of freedom, but it's organized freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So you got this nail. Now you're on your own. Now you got this nail. Now you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I want to get out on the stage. I want this thing to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be on the stage. How are we going to end this thing? You know,
yeah.
What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Everybody knows how to start and how to stop.
Yeah.
Then if you want to do some shit in the middle, you got it.
Yeah.
But I give a signal and say, okay, here we go. Yeah. Everybody goes. Mm-hmm. You know.
Because you seem so relaxed. That's the great thing.
Yeah.
You know. I've got to try and get that because it's the time when I play, you know, either I'm not happy with what I'm doing or, you know, there's always something, you know, and I say to myself, shit, you know, I should be enjoying it, you know.
That's right. And you'll enjoy it when you get it where you want it.
Yeah. So you got to put the work in first, yeah.
That's right.
Do you have any, did you have problems with the blisters and stuff?
Oh, God, that's bad.
Silly question, yeah.
4,000 years ago. No, I. Matter of fact, when I came back to work this year, I got a blister because I was playing too hard. You know, I'm used to playing like this.
Mm.
And I go, now I take a vacation in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And my wife, we go to Hawaii. Mm. I don't take a bass. I take my golf clubs and I go play golf for six, 7 weeks. You know.
Yeah.
Drink and eat and just relax and free my mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now you come back to work, I pick up the bass and I had like 2 days before I had to go play, you know. And I practice maybe the first day for an hour, and then I walk back and I practice another hour, maybe 3 hours sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, now it's the day before the gig.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're really roaring at it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then you get on the gig and you're and then you say, oh, ouch, you know. But I mean, I haven't had blisters since back in the 40s.
Yeah. I mean, I play in a quintet, you know, which is kind of up stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And it depends, but I haven't had problems with blisters, you know,
mm-hmm.
on these, you know, here and here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I've been taking a lesson with a guy. Henri Texier, you know, the French bass player.
Mm-hmm.
He puts a bit of Vaseline on the fingers because when they get dry that they cut up, you know, and that seems to help the problem. You know. It keeps them moist.
Well, I don't know. I've never put anything on my hands. I don't know if Vaseline would bother. It might slip too much.
So
whatever works is fine. You
know,
all I'm saying is that's getting on the least important part, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can deal with that one way or another.
Yeah.
You know, you figure out what you have to have and then you do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So when you, I would have thought, you know, if you play the strings lower now than you did.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because it was acoustic. You play acoustic all the time. There
was no amplifiers. We had no microphones or amplifiers.
Up to
so
you
had to pull on the strings.
16, yeah.
But I would just like to see you for playing jazz pick a little lower.
Yeah.
That's too soft a sound for time.
Yeah.
Up in the air.
Yeah.
It's you know. You go back there by the door. I'll show you what I'm talking about. All the way back. Go back. Now, watch. If I play in here. You can hear it. But if I play here. Is there a difference?
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
So it's more bass as well.
Yeah, this is. But that's for of song I'm playing or fast playing or solos. I'm playing solo. I think the jazz sound is here, you know.
Maybe the strings are a bit tight.
The bass is tight. I mean, you got it set up tight. One of the things you got to do is, even if you like this bridge, have a guy put the adjusters on.
Yeah.
He'll just cut it. He'll cut it here and put the adjusters in.
Yeah.
So that whenever the weather changes, you can just move it to where you need it.
You take it down a bit, right?
If I had this bass, they wouldn't be this high. That's too high for me, see?
Yeah.
I would have them down about here.
Yeah.
But that's when you want to play ballads. Sometimes you'll see me playing a ballad I play up here. I want to play nice and soft, you know. And then let the bass ring. Soft, you know. I mean, if you really want to play soft, you play with your thumb, you know.
Yeah. I played the Little Darling, I transcribed what you did.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I had a gig in the Winter Olympic Games with a singer, we did that.
Uh-huh.
It was so funny because we had the problems like calling the right tempo for the beginning of the tune. And then it was either really too slow or too fast, and then we got it right one night, it was fun.
Yeah.
But,
well, that's the hardest tempo to play,
bro.
I mean, that Gene Harris does that very well. You know, I mean, you can take it down here, and he never loses anything. I mean, bang, and it stays right there.
Yeah,
but he's playing here.
Yeah, he's playing on it.
No.
No.
Over here. Not here, here.
Yeah.
You know, that keeps that tempo alive.
Yeah, it's not that I haven't thought about it all that ahead.
Well, if I just say it to you, I think you get the idea of what I'm talking about when I show you.
Yeah.
Here's the time. If you play here, okay. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Here, no. Here, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
The edge I'm talking about on the other side of the beat.
Yeah.
You're on this side of the beat, and I want you on that side. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say one, two, a one, two, three, four. You're there.
Well, that's kidding.
It kind of sags a little, you know.
Yeah.
And you take the feeling out of it. I mean, the jazz. You want to get this.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit if it's one, two, three, four.